Welcome to the Encourage Project. I'm Amy Fairchild, and I am so happy you're here. Today's episode is a little different from all the ones we've done so far in that it's one of those episodes that I hope at the end you'll hit stop and you'll save this in your library and you will use it over and over again. And the reason is this episode is shorter and targeted and specifically designed to do nothing except remind you of how wonderful you are and to give you encouragement. You know, sometimes when we're going through hard things or when it feels like life is overwhelming, our projects are jumbled or we aren't taking very good care of ourselves or everything is happening at once, we really want support from others. And then sometimes when we seek that support, we don't get just exactly what we were looking for or what we need, either because the people who know and love us and who want to help us just don't quite know how to, or we haven't yet learned how to specifically ask for what we need. I was having one of those weeks last week where I felt like I was a failure. I felt like I was failing at everything. At my contract work, with my Encourage Project business, with my social media strategy, with my health goals, my dating life, everything. I just felt like I sucked at everything. And it was awful. It was really awful. And my mom asked what she could do to help. And I hadn't really asked for any support or anything. I was trying to muscle through, which is not a good thing, let's be very clear. But I was just having one of those, I'm in a funk and I feel awful and nothing's working and I'm not asking for help. And anyway, my mom asked what she could do to help. And, you know, frankly, there was absolutely nothing she could do to help me. Not one thing. Even though that was true, the support that she did offer wasn't really what I thought I wanted or what I thought I needed to hear. And I got so frustrated. And at one point, I just went on this rant that, you know, nobody understands me. Nobody understands me. I don't get it. I feel all these things and I can't get what I need. Nobody understands me. And she said, because she's a really, really wise person, she said, you know, Amy, not everyone has done the work that you've done. And so it's not as natural or as easy for people to support you in the way that you would want or the way that would work for you, you know? And honestly, she goes, that's kind of why you started the Encourage Project, to help people learn. And she was right. She was right. So I spent some time in reflection and I thought about what I would say if someone was feeling what I was feeling last week and someone came to me and asked me for guidance or asked me for specific things to help them. I thought about what would I really want to hear myself? What would I want someone to say to me? And so I came up with four reminders and I want to share those with you. And I hope that you find something in here that encourages you. And I hope that you save this episode and you come back to it time and time again when it feels like nobody gets you, nobody's supporting you the way you want to be supported, not because they don't want to, but simply because it's not connecting. I hope you find something here that fills that for you. So the first reminder that I want to share with you is you are not a project. You are not a project. You are perfectly made. Never in the history of the world before and never in the history of the world in the future will there ever be another you. And you are perfectly made. And it doesn't matter if you have tapes in your head like I do that say, on occasion, I'm not smart enough. I can't do this. I'm not business savvy enough. Yakety, 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 yakety. It doesn't matter. You are not meant to know all of those things all the time, and you are perfectly made. Your life is the project, And guess what? You are the project manager of that project. So lead with curiosity and choose with conviction and learn with compassion. And remember that you are not a project. The second reminder is every day before this day was ultimately a success. And I say that because success is defined in lots of different ways. And the way I define success in this context is that it is completion. You've made it through every single day before today. That is success. And here's the other thing. Something inside of you knows that you are here for a purpose. You are perfectly made and you are here for a purpose on this earth and you are meant to contribute to humanity. And something inside you knows that. And that something keeps you going. You may not feel like each day is a new opportunity. I get it. There are days when I do not think the day is filled with opportunity. But something inside you knows better. And it makes you put one foot in front of the other every single day. And each of those days that you successfully completed before today, guess what? You have learned lessons and you have acquired skills and knowledge and you have developed relationships that all prepare you and are tools available to you for what's coming next. And it is so easy to forget when it feels like everything is wrong and that you can't do anything right. It feels like nothing will get better. It's easy to forget that you have all of those things at your disposal. Trust me, I know this. And the beauty of a human project is that you do not have to know everything. Whatever you don't know, you can find someone to teach you, or you can find someone to do it for you. And your success in your project, your human project of life, is not knowing everything. Your success is making it through every single day. Every day before this day was ultimately a success. The third reminder that I would tell myself. You do not have to solve every issue right now. Contrary to how it feels, you do not have to solve every issue right now. In fact, what may make better sense is that you first take care of you. Spend time in reflection. Spend time to relax and rejuvenate. It doesn't have to be luxurious, but it does need to be intentional. Intentional relaxation kind of sounds like an oxymoron, and I get that because I struggle with it too sometimes. And I know when I do it intentionally, I get the greatest benefit. I feel clearer, I feel more focused, and I do feel rejuvenated. Take care of you. And then objectively assess the priority of everything that's going on. You know, I did a whole episode called Risk and Reward that talks about how to manage worry. And there are some great tools in there that you can also use to help prioritize the things that feel like they all need to be finished at once. But to make it in a simple way, ask yourself, why is this thing on my priority list urgent? How big a deal is it? And what will happen if it doesn't get done today? And is that okay? And to the best of your ability, from that list of all the things that feel like they need to be done right now, pick one thing and intentionally spend time on it. You don't have to finish it, but spend some intentional time on it. And then guess what? Take your next aligned action. Pick the next thing and spend intentional time on it and pick the next thing. You know, we live in a society that glamorizes and rewards multitasking. When you are feeling like everything is crashing in on you and it has to all be done at once, multitasking doesn't solve the problem. Picking one thing and giving undivided attention to one thing and moving one thing forward in a material way will help you complete all things. You do not have to solve every issue right now. And the fourth reminder that I have for you, give yourself grace. No matter whether the things that are overwhelming you are a result of a decision you made or whether they are a result of a circumstance you found yourself in, it doesn't matter. Give yourself grace. And what does that mean? Grace does not mean that you are relinquishing responsibility. It does not mean that you are ignoring the things that need to be addressed. It doesn't mean that it magically makes them go away. What grace means is, I accept that I am where I am at this moment and I cannot change what got me here. That acceptance creates peace. Grace also says, I accept that although I am perfectly made, I cannot be perfect or do things perfectly. And that acceptance creates space and distance from those issues to reflect and to feel your feelings. And the ultimate benefit of that type of grace is uncovering the lessons that build wisdom. And finally, grace says, I love and care for myself and I treat myself with kindness and compassion. And I know when I do that, I recharge my courage to continue. Give yourself grace. So what action can you take today when you hit stop at the end of this episode? Save it. That's it. And in reflection, in your ahas, your oh no's, and your yippees, what other reminders do you need? In addition to these four, write them down, or better yet, record a message for yourself. Save it on your phone, save it on your computer, and play it when you need it most. Share these reminders with the community. Share your reminders with us. We'd love to hear them. And when you're finished with the episode today, leave a review. Share this with others. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, theencourageproject.com, and you can send a message to me at hello@theencourageproject.com. Well, that's it for this edition, friends. I send you love and I wish you well. Be safe, be well, and take care.